Leading Change. Hey everybody, David Guerra here. Welcome back to the Walking Leader Podcast, number 75. How are you? Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for downloading, and most of all, thank you for your time. Well, that's right. We're going to continue with Leading Change. Now, when it comes to change and implementing change and making change happen, someone has to take the lead. Well, in this case, it's you. You and everybody else that's part of the process. Because all it takes is one person to say no, and that no just spreads like wildfire. It's like a virus. It's like a viral video. It just propagates throughout the organization, and that's not a good thing. And that's why leading change, you have to be serious when it comes to that time. See, there's nothing worse than not wanting to lead the change, but wanting the change. See, you can't have it both ways. You have to be 100% on board, or otherwise, why even bother thinking you can lead, let alone lead change? Now, when it comes to leading change, there's several things you have to remember, and I'm going to go through them here. And if you've seen the Leadership Minute video from a couple of weeks ago, this is what I'm talking about, and some of those I'm going to mention here. So here we go. Well, obviously, we lead with the culture, the organizational culture, the departmental, the group, the team, the division, the entire organization, the entire company. You have to lead with the culture. You can't just come in there and just say, oh, we're going to change things 100% and now we're going to do this differently. No, you have to slowly implement those changes. You have to assimilate those changes into the culture, the workplace culture. Otherwise, resistance happens right away. And, well, I mean, resistance is going to happen anyway. But when you can control that resistance or minimize it or help guide it, then change and successful implementation of that change is just around the corner. Now, don't just start at the top. Include everyone at every level of the organization. Top, C-suite people, down to the frontline staff, and everybody in between, everywhere. And every department, every level, every individual, you have to include everyone to make this change a success. Because all you need is somebody to say, you know what, why weren't we involved? It's going to impact us. It's going to impact our department. It's going to impact our section. Why are they not involving us? What are they hiding? What are they afraid of? It creates dissent, creates animosity, and change just has trouble taking root, taking hold, and again, we run into problems. Now, when you're including everybody and you're making things happen and you're bringing everybody on board and up to speed, well, you know what? It doesn't hurt to make the rational and the emotional case at the same time. Yeah, there'll be some people that say, oh, no, don't get emotional. How can you not get emotional? Seriously, how can you not get emotional? This is going to impact people's lives. This is going to make things happen, whether it's a small, subtle change in the organization or it's a huge, radical 180-degree turn in the organization. It doesn't matter. Make the rational case, saying this is great for the future of the company. This is great for everybody. But then get emotional and let them know why it's great, why it's good, why it's important for this change to happen. If you can't do that, then don't bother. Don't bother implementing change. Because if all you have is the rationale, but you do not have the emotional, you know, what's the deal? Why? Is it just emotional for the C-suite individuals, those that are going to get those golden parachutes? Or is it just going to be terrible for everybody? And it happens. Now, moving on, once you've got that under control and you can explain it rationally and emotionally, well, now you have to be the change. You have to be the change that's coming in. You have to be one of the first ones living that new change, that new way of thinking, that new way of working, that new way of being, of behaving. You can't just like, okay, well, you know, all of us are going to do this together. No, someone's got to take the lead, and you wanted to be the leader. Guess what? You take the lead. It is that simple. Make it. Don't fake it. Just make it. Be it. Don't pull any punches. Please don't pull any punches, because that's the worst thing you can do. So you've got that under control. Now you're doing it. You're leading the pack. You're out in front because that's where leaders belong. And sometimes they belong in the back. But in this case, when you're leading change, out in front is where you need to be, because people need to see that you mean what you're saying. You mean what you're doing, and you're part of what's going on. So thus, you slowly start bringing people in. You start engaging with others, and you start bringing them into the fold. Look, this is what's going on. This is how easy it is. Or, you know what? I crossed this hurdle. What do you think? Can you cross this hurdle with me? Or can you join us on this other side of the hurdle? Engage with people. Connect with them. Make sure they understand what's going on. You got to do it from the front. You can't do it from behind. You can't push them. You cannot push them into change. You can pull them into change. You can challenge them, but don't push them. Now, so you've got people engaged. Things are going on. Next thing you need to do is remember in elementary school when I told you to color inside the lines and coloring outside the lines is bad. Well, that's elementary school. You know, you had to do what you had to do. You had to follow that regimental way of thinking and being to get ahead to the next grade and then to get out of school. And you had to do what you had to do. But now these are different times. This is a different place. This is no longer school. Now to engage people, you have to challenge them. And while you're challenging them, why don't you lead from outside the lines? Don't stay inside the box. Step outside every once in a while. And do that. Look at things from the outside in. Be that leader. Says, hey, look, I saw this from this perspective. What do you think? Can we do it this way? And challenge your staff. Challenge the employees. Challenge your peers, your coworkers. Can they do it too? Now, you've done that. But while you're challenging them and you're outside the lines, it lets them know that they can bring formal and informal solutions to the change. They can bring things from different perspectives and say, hey, you know what? I didn't look at it this way, but we looked at it this other way, and we might have a problem. Whoa, there we go. So encourage that, formal and informal solutions. It's not all set in stone, because change is change. Change can be manipulated and altered in certain directions, so long as the objectives are reached. But how you get there is a different story. So look at things from 360 degrees, all 360 degrees. Approach things backwards. Approach things from the end of the customer relation part of the process instead of they walk through the door for the first time. No, they walk out the door for the last time. How do they get there? Look at it from that angle. Look at it from the outside in. How does somebody across the street see the organization? And also, how do people, new hires, see the organization from the inside looking out? And what do they think the people across the street are thinking or doing? Bring that type of mentality into working out problems that you encounter during the change process and implementation. Now, this one takes me back to my old friend, the OODA loop. You remember that one. So again, while all of this is going on, you are constantly observing. You need to be constantly observing and watching what's going on and how people are reacting. And then you take that information back and you make those adjustments as necessary. You orient yourself to the new process. You orient yourself to making those changes. And then you decide of those changes or those issues, those situations, which ones are important and which ones are not. Which ones to act on first and which ones to push back to see if maybe they'll work themselves out. As a leader, especially a leader that's leading during time of change, that's definitely what you must do. Then you decide, this is it. There's the process. This is what we're going to do. We went through this first round. This happened, X, Y, and Z happened, but now you know what? We're going to do A, B, and C. Let's give it a shot. Then this leads me to the most important part of leading through change is act. Acting on it, doing it, making it happen. Don't hesitate. Don't pull punches. Don't stutter step. Please don't stutter step. Because any of that will just show that you're not 100% committed, and people will pick up on that faster than you can imagine. And then that's where trouble starts. Because again, look at him. Look, he's not too sure of himself. He's not too sure of this whole process. And that's the worst part. Act. Act without hesitation. Deliberately act. Act on change now. So folks, to recap, when it comes time to leading with change, make sure you bring the culture in. Make sure the organization's processes and socials, norms are brought into what's going on. Be sure to include everybody, not just those at the top, when it's time to implement change. Don't make them press their thumbs. You know, look down at the bottom. Look to the person on the front line, the person that's a greeter, the person that answers the phones, all the way up to the C-suite. Make the rational and emotional cases. Bring both of them, because people not only want the black and white, the cold hard facts, but they also want to know the emotional side of it. Why is this impacting us? What's going to happen? And then you need to be the leader. Start acting the change. Start being the change. Start doing the change. Be that first person out in front with making those changes happen. Then you start engaging with others and challenge them. And have them look at things from all different angles. Inside out, outside in, it doesn't matter. Just have them constantly looking and always bringing solutions. When there's bumps in the road, there's a problem, there's a situation, have them bring solutions from all different angles. When you've got all of that, you observe, you collect that data, you orient yourself, you decide on the next course of action, and then act. Constantly acting throughout the entire process. You have to keep moving. You have to keep processing forward. Folks, this has been episode 75 of the Walking Leader Podcast, Leading Change. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, or drop me an email, daviddaveguerra.com. Love to hear from you. Until next time, thank you. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.